We return again to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I hope you'll go get your Bible and become a student in this school. We're studying such an important lesson. The title of this lesson is Worldwide Prohibition, World's Temperance Lesson. It was written for November the 4th, 1923. Now, you may not have heard that word, prohibition and temperance, very much lately, but there was a time back in 1923 and for about 10 years following that, those words were very much on the tongues of Americans because there was a constitutional amendment prohibiting the sale, the manufacture and sale of beverage alcohol. And this is called the time of prohibition. It is an external restraint intended to govern civil behavior. But temperance has to do with an internal restraint. That is the self-control that we are to exercise. And there is much confusion about the role of civil law in governing the affairs of men. And so we're looking at Bible verses and all that show that God has a law. And that law is a religious law, is a law that if we will believe and obey, we can be saved from our sin. But that is not a civil law. A civil law governs civil behavior. And so that's the role of government. And while God's kingdom is not of this world and does not impose God's religious law and spiritual law upon men by use of arms and force and weapons, yet God has ordained governments to do that very thing in regard to civil law. Civil behavior is imposed upon the citizens of a government, of a country, of a kingdom. And so there's a difference then in God's law in regard with his church and his religious law, and God's desire when it comes to the affairs of nations. Jesus said in John 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight?" Now that's what Jesus would do if he had an earthly kingdom. And so men today have earthly kingdoms, and when they fight to protect themselves and to enforce their laws, they're doing the thing that Christ would do if he had an earthly kingdom. But the kingdom of God is far superior to any kingdom of man, and it is not imposed upon men by force like the laws of civil kingdoms. Hear Jesus again in John 18:36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews? But now is my kingdom not from hence." And so there's much confusion about God's kingdom and the kingdom of men and what their proper roles are and how they are to carry out their business. And perhaps this lesson will help clear some of this up. Before we go further into this lesson, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying Sunday school notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday of November the 4th, 1923. Back historically, in those times, was during the days of Prohibition. And Elam is showing that God is the one that ultimately appoints the rulers over the affairs of men and gives them their authority. One of the passages we're going to look at here is Daniel chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. "O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father the kingdom and greatness and glory and majesty, and because of the greatness he gave him All the peoples, nations, and languages, they trembled and feared before him whom he would show, he and whom he kept alive, and whom he raised up, and whom he would put down. Daniel is telling the king of Babylon at that time that it was God that put Nebuchadnezzar in control of the kingdom of Babylon and gave him that authority to rule. We read in Psalm chapter 47 in verse 8 that God reigneth over the nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. He is the ultimate authority. And again in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 15, the wise man Solomon wrote, "By me kings reign, and princes decree justice." Christians are commanded to pray for civil lawmakers and rulers in order that they might so direct civil affairs that God's people may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. The text for that is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. "I exhort therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in high place, that we might live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." All this shows that the civil governments must make laws of prohibition, that is, the prohibition of evil practices, the prohibition of practices that would disrupt civil behavior. The more wicked men these authorities can restrain, and the more sins and wickedness they can prohibit, the better the world and happier it will be for Christians. But it is really, at the bottom end of it, not so much the order of government to restrain sinful behavior as it is for the government to restrain uncivil behavior. And the reason that is so often confused is because uncivil behavior, of course, is sinful behavior. Now, Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. He wrote it, it is thought, about 1,000 years before Christ. And the object of the book of Proverbs is stated in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. "To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding, to receive instruction in wise dealing, and righteousness, and justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion, that the wise man may hear and increase in learning, and that the man of understanding may attain unto sound counsels, to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings." The book of Proverbs is indeed a book of wisdom, divine wisdom, teaching equity and righteousness and all practical lessons of life, making the fear of God the only source of true wisdom. Temperance is self-controlled, our self-government. It is the dividing line between the physical and the moral, the animal and the spiritual. Following his appetites and passions, man is no more than an animal to be governed by the flesh and to die. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6 read, "For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace." Paul was temperate and controlled his whole body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we read, "Know ye not that they that run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth in the games exerciseth self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. Before the unrighteous and intemperate Felix and the prolificate Drusilla, Paul reasoned of righteousness, of self-controlled, and of judgment to come in Acts chapter 24 and verse 25. And there are many exhortations in the New Testament to self-controlled. Let me read some of them to you now. One of them is in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 25. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that ye may not do the things that ye would. But if ye are led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousies, wraths, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-controlled. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust thereof. If we live by the Spirit let us also walk. Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. We read along this line in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, that we're to be given to hospitality, a lover of good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding the faithful word which is according to the teaching, that we may be able both to exhort in the sound doctrine and to convict the gainsayers. We read again in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Speak thou the things which befit the sound doctrine, that aged men be temperate, grave, sober-minded, sound in faith, in love, in patience, that aged women likewise be reverent in demeanor, not slanderers nor enslaved to much wine, teachers of that which is good, that they may train the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sober-minded, chaste, workers at home, kind, being in subjection to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself an example of good works, and thy doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us. Exhort servants to be in subjection to their own masters, and to be well-pleasing to them in all things, not gainsaying, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God in all things. We are going to continue the study of self-controlled in future lessons, but know this, that the more we govern ourselves, the less need there is there for the civil authorities to govern us.